The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I love that all the dictionaries are coming out with their words of the year now.
Mm. We had the Australian Dictionary announce ISO was the Aussie word of the year for 2020. That was a good one because it's not a real word.
It's very Australian, isn't it? Because we shorten everything.
Yeah, it was a classic example of how we do shorten things, but then how we turn them in themselves into words by bringing words, other things together, like ISO baking, ISO cuts for a haircut in isolation.
ISO workouts.
Exactly. So that was, I liked that one. Merriam-Webster, they've gone and revealed their word of the year, and I feel like they've just, I think they're just, they're ready to call it a day.
Bit lazy.
Yeah, and they've gone, oh, we still haven't picked a word for the year. Oh, right, just, we've heard this one a lot.
Yeah. So their word for this year, 2020, is no surprise. It's pandemic.
Mm. I mean, I guess it makes sense. And when you, if anyone's looking through the books of time in 50 years' time, and they're looking through each year's word, and they get to 2020 and go pandemic, they go, oh, that's right, because there was a
global pandemic that was on.
Yeah. So I guess it's good in that sense.
It's a bit lazy, though, isn't it?
It seems super unimaginative. I don't know if it's Merriam-Webster Dictionary's job to be imaginative, though. We're probably expecting too much from a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly a thrilling novel,
well, it's not the book that's actually coming up with this word. You know it's people that are working behind the book.
No, but I like to think of it as like a big robotic organisation, just an entity.
Oh, yeah.
The dictionary. You go up to it, it's a big speaking book, and you ask
Approach
it the meaning
me
of
now.
Words. Yeah, that's the way I like to think of it.
There's a golden light behind these pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone, Oxford Dictionary also have released their Aussie children's word of the year.
Oh, children's word.
Mm.
That's very niche.
Virus.
Oh, yeah.
It's no more fun than pandemic.
No.
No. Another very 2020 themed word.
If I had to come up with a word for this year, I would say challenging.
If you were describing the year in a word.
Mm.
Fair enough. A few were going through my mind. Like enlightening was one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I feel like it hasn't, like, obviously, it's been a really hard year for some people more than others.
Yep.
But it has been enlightening. Like, I think the fact that we would have never imagined what it would be like to be, you know, living through a pandemic, put
That's
into
true.
Lockdown, you know, how we would cope and what that would look like. Now we know. But instead, I've gone with schlong. It's a made-up word that does kind of have sexual connotations. It's not meant to. So I've taken short and long and drawn them together for schlong because this year has been both the shortest
year. Isn't that the nickname for a male
appendage? I'm sure people have used it for that.
Yeah.
The year has been a bit of a dick. No, the reason why I'm using it is because it's both been the shortest year and the longest year on Earth.
It's
somehow simultaneously been both. I don't know how, but at times it feels like it's flown by in an instant.
Yep.
And at other times you go, oh, my God, that was this year? It feels like a century ago.
Do you remember the Tiger King part of this whole pandemic?
Yeah, there's an example. That feels like a lifetime ago.
It's like 10 years ago.
So schlong it is. My 2020 word of the year.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.